we would take control of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and actions. I do utilize stress. I make stress my rocket fuel, human brain. It's the original search engine. It's like before Google and Yahoo was the human brain.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm so excited to have Andrew Whitman with us today. He has a book written called Get Warrior Tough. It's a program attached to that. Very exciting information when it comes down to really how to strengthen your mind. Andrew, hey, good morning. So give us a little bit of idea of what you're passionate about, a little bit of your history, and let's get going.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Wolf, for having me. I'm super excited to be here. And yeah, my obsession, if you will, right, is mental toughness, right? How do I get control of my mind, my body, and my emotions, and get it all to work together? And, you know, I was brought in Australia in a little town called Wagga Wagga, New South Wales, halfway between Sydney and Melbourne. My mom and dad were missionaries. And I was the fat kid in high school, right? I mean, they nicknamed me Beach Ball because I was 5'3", 185 pounds, and I got beat up a lot. And as a missionary's kid, I wasn't allowed to fight back, right? So I was always leaving the house in fear and anxiety. And when I would come home, I would turn to food for comfort, which made me literally a bigger for the bullies. And I just didn't want to live my whole life that way. So instead of going to college when I left down there and graduated high school, I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps Infantry. Did combat tours in Desert Storm and the Republic of Panama. And then when I got out, I did go to college, and I was still missing the regimented lifestyle and the brotherhood of the uniform, you know. So I went into law enforcement, and I was a sheriff's deputy here in South Carolina quite a while, about a year and a half. And when my wife became pregnant with our first child, she said, "Baby, I want to be a stay-at-home mom." And I was like, "Sugar, I'm all for that, but you're making 85% of our income, you know." So what I did is I just put in federal applications. And the agency that picked me up first was U.S. Capitol Police, and they do the same thing the Secret Service does. They just do it for the House and the Senate, right? So my great claim to fame as a federal agent is I was the agent in charge of Nancy Pelosi's detail, personally protected Hillary Clinton, Joe Lieberman, Benjamin Netanyahu, King Abdullah of Jordan, and Sir Elton John. We don't want to leave him out, right? And then I went over to the State Department as a subject matter expert for high-threat diplomatic security, and I was training Marines, SEALs, Rangers, and Special Forces guys. And then I did 4 deployments to Afghanistan, 1 to Jordan, 1 to Kosovo. And man, I just got tired of like getting shot at for a living, right? So what I did is I came home and I started the Mental Toughness Training Center back in 2013 to teach this stuff, you know, to the civilian world. And so that's kind of where we are. And it's been a great run.
Well, that's very interesting. So Get Warrior Tough really allows people to utilize their minds, right? I mean, your focus is on how to strengthen the mind, how to use your mindset to achieve certain outcomes. So strengthening our mind seems to be related, right, to resilience. So what exactly is resilience, and how can we use it to strengthen our minds?
Right, I guess the common definition of resilience is to bounce back after some adversity happens, something bad happened, right? It's too reactive for me. So I wanted to have perpetual resilience where I build it on the front end so that when anything that happened, I could handle it, right? So I guess my definition of like resilience and mental toughness and what Get Warrior Tough is all about is that we would take control of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and actions, especially under pressure, right? So I want to take control of how I think, how I feel, what my attitude is, and then ultimately that's what the actions that I take, and that gets me the results that I want.
So I guess in the current times too, I mean, a lot of people are under stress. So would you consider that part of that, like utilizing stress, or not utilizing stress, but when you're in a stressful mindset, that we can use our minds in a much more proactive way to achieve better outcomes?
Right, and I do utilize stress. I make stress my rocket fuel, because stress is just like beauty. It's in the eyes of the beholder, right? So what stress, like I always do this like experiment, like who would like swim with sharks, right? You know, if you saw sharks on the beach, would you get in the water? No, I'm so stressed out, right? But almost nobody dies of shark attacks. Like statistically, it's almost zero. but you drive your car home through rush hour every night and don't even think about it. And like 1,000 people in the first 3 months in like, you know, my home state died on the highway, right? And so it's, stress is relative. So I'm going to use it as my rocket fuel. I always take stress and make me perform better instead of using it as a negative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, actually. Because, I mean, I think it's the way we perceive things and our perception in general terms. I mean, I've been working out for 37 years, so I sometimes use times when I'm in stress or when I'm even angry or something and turn it around. Rather than just sitting there and keeping it internally, I'm using it, in this example, in my physical exercise, you know, to kind of make me stronger, to kind of get that energy out and all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Absolutely.
So how does it affect us? So when we're stressful about body, mind, and emotion, how does that kind of work together?
Yeah, so here's the first thing I always tell everybody when they say they're stressed out. You cannot fight your biology, right? So in order to get your hormones balanced, right? Because when you're stressed, the hormone cortisol floods your system, which actually weakens your immune system. It actually lowers your testosterone levels. Even for women, testosterone is good because it's what makes us strong and healthy and confident. So the more you're, right, so you have to balance these hormones. So the first thing is you got to get enough sleep every night, 6 to 8 hours of sleep, right? That's what we know. Everybody knows this, but the doing it is something different. So you get your sleep. And then you got to eat right. And listen, you don't need a personal trainer or a dietitian to tell you when you're about to put something not in, your mouth that's not good, right? I don't need anybody to tell me that donut was not something I should have ate. So get your nutrition under, get your fitness, right? Go do something, move around 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You don't have to be a CrossFitter, but you got to do something. When you get those things done, then you can balance your baseline of hormones.
Right, right. So what kind of caught my interest was in your program, you wrote that, you know, that we should be first responders. Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so that's like kind of goes back to my days as a police officer, right? So if you, like most people live their life in an emotional reaction, like if you came home and your house was on fire, you're like, oh my gosh, the house is on fire, right? Imagine if like the firefighter said that when they drove up, they're like, oh my gosh, the house is on fire. Is that how they, no. They actually have a plan of response to handle whatever the crisis is, right? So if you can move yourself from being an emotional reactor into a reasonable first responder, I like it like this, like just channel the 911, right? If you've ever made a 911 call or you've seen one on TV, how does the 911 operator answer the call? Like, oh my gosh, no, they're like, 911, what's your emergency? It's super calm, right? And then they ask questions and gather information. And then they take that information, they send it by dispatch to the firefighter or the police officer who comes up with an actual plan of response. So just take the 2 minutes, just stop for a couple seconds and be like, hang on, what is a good response to this instead of just an emotional reaction, right? And we take that little time to give ourselves some cognitive space. I call it the 2 minute rule. Just give yourself 2 minutes. Everything seems to, your brain turns back on. I'll say it like that. You get rid of the fight or flight or freeze, and then you could turn your brain on and come up with an actual response.
Right, because many times in these circumstances, we don't have to necessarily make an action based on our reaction in a matter of a few seconds. I mean, this is something that happened, let's say a loved one was in a car accident. It doesn't mean we have to freak out right then and there. We can take that 2 minutes, as you said, and analyze, okay, what's going on? Where is it? And maybe come up with some kind of a plan or even some kind of a goal setting that we can prepare ourselves and be that first responder that acts rather calmly than, again, reactively, right?
100%. And like I always ask this first question, same thing that the 911 operators ask, is what is your emergency? 99% of the time, well, it's not an emergency. You're freaking out over, you know, an increase in like, you know, the electric bill or something. That's not an emergency. So stop reacting and just take a step. What is the emergency here? Most of the time, it's not even an emergency.
Right. Very interesting. So are there maybe some other tips? Like how can we really implement it under pressure? Are there some specific little tips or bullet points that you could maybe help our audience with?
Absolutely. So the first thing, that's what I call, I just did a second ago, was the 2 minute. So here's what we know about the human brain. It's the original search engine. It's like before Google and Yahoo was the human brain. And it has to answer a question. Now, the answer doesn't have to come out of your mouth, but it has to search for the answer. So just do an experiment. See what I write, right? Do not recall this information. Wolf, what city are you in? Stop it. What's 2 + 2? Quit trying to think of the answer, right? So the brain has to answer a question. So if you ask a bad question, you're going to get a bad answer. So here's what I say, my 2-minute rule is when you're faced with that voice of resistance on the inside that says, this is impossible, this is hard, this won't work, this is crazy, right? That you go, yeah, look, I get it, it's impossible. But just a minute, suspend your disbelief. And if it were possible, just for fantasy, just to play along, possible, how would I do it? When you ask yourself, how would I do it? You literally give yourself the space to turn your brain on to go find an answer that 2 seconds ago was impossible. And now you have like 3 or 4 options in front of you that you could do. And if you get that one thing out of everything I say today, like your life will turn around for the better immensely.
Yeah, I can see that. And that I think probably has something to do with the term that you're using in your program, like what's the CEO of you, right? I wanted to kind of maybe discuss that in a minute. Like, what do you mean by that when you say that you need to be also the CEO of you?
Yeah, so that's what I do. I hire every client, every audience we have. I hire everybody for the most powerful, prestigious position in the history of all mankind. You're now the CEO of You Incorporated. And here's the job description. You, as the CEO of you, your job is to get your board of directors to act together in concert your betterment instead of your detriment. And your board of directors as your body, your mind, and your emotions. Now, when you have a boardroom meeting with yourself, which director usually wins the vote, body, mind, or emotion?
Well, probably emotion, always.
Have you ever made an emotional decision, and then how did that work out?
Well, probably in a negative way, because you know, if you really have, especially some of your bad emotion drive you, that's when typically bad things happen.
Right. So the mind should be running the boardroom. So as CEO of me, I want to get the mind to run the boardroom. Now, the mind and the emotions will never vote together. They're like the stiffen and the Department of Defense. They got diametrically opposed missions, right? So the swing vote in the boardroom body. So if you get you got to dominate your body and get it on board with your mind to vote with your mind, and you can override that emotional decision. So we stopped dominating our body after we got potty trained, right? That's the whole point of being an adult. I could eat whatever I want, get up when I want, or we're mad because the alarm clock went off. So first part of mental toughness, if you getting warrior tough, is dominating your body, making your do the stuff like working out and eating right and sleeping right, which we mentioned about dealing with your stress. That's I make myself go to bed, you know, unless there's some kind of like an action or a reason I can't go to bed, I go to bed the same time every night. I eat healthful, clean foods. I work out 6 days a week, and then I rest on purpose on the 7th day, right? So it's because I'm in this routine, and people are like, well, you know, that's discipline. Yes, that's dominating your body, which also helps you get your mind to run the boardroom.
Right. I mean, you know, for you and me, you know, the discipline, in a sense, becomes naturally, right? Because if you do something over and over again, it becomes easier and easier and becomes like second nature, like driving a car. But I think many people struggle with the discipline. Maybe you can have some tips that people that are really trying to get out of their general routine and implement some of the positive aspects that could help them become healthier, fitter, stronger through discipline.
Well, I use the advice that my mom told me, don't let your eyes be bigger than your stomach, right? So what happens, people try to change, make these massive changes, right, and go against their first nature, their habits, and it ultimately fails. That's why New Year's resolutions don't work. So just start changing small things at a time, right? I had a client come to me. She's been my most successful client over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. Wanted to lose, she was 150 pounds overweight. She was drinking too much. She smoked too much. And she's like, I want to, like, no, we're not doing it. No, the first thing we're going to do is switch how you eat. That's it. exercise. You're not stop drinking. You're going to stop smoking. And all we're going to do is make few changes to your diet, your nutrition. And then, you know, she did that. And then after about 6 months, a bunch of weight. And then she started walking and then adding to her workouts as she got over the next, 8 months. And then she stopped smoking after 2 years. And then she stopped drinking, right? After another 2.5 years, right? So a lot of times you didn't get to how you are right now overnight. So don't try to unwind it overnight. In our society, we're like, I need my, microwave popcorn, drive-through food, and my coffee right now. So one little thing at a time and then build on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually how Vitality Evolutions membership program is built too. It's kind of a baby step approach because, changing a lifestyle and changing habits will take time. And especially when those habits have been implemented and reinforced for years after years after years. I mean, I'm talking about bad habits now. So doing these little steps, doing little changes will definitely point you and guide you into the right direction. That's at least my philosophy,
Right, and there's medical science to back that up. So I just want to tell you what's going on in your brain while this happens. So what we know from neuroscience, from fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, is that the neurons fire together, actually air together. So the first time that you do something, it's like you're in the Amazon jungle with a machete. The second time you do that thing, right, you're tamping down the path. After about four times, it's a dirt trail. Pretty soon, it's a gravel road, and then it's paved. And if you keep running that same pathway enough times, those neurons turn into a super high, like the interstate, 8 lanes wide, traffic is going 80 miles an hour. Right, so this is good habits or bad. That's just how the human works. So instead of stop bad habits, what we want to do is build a beltway, a new road system around, right, these highways until the old highways grow over with grass and the concrete gets broken. But your new highway is where you're traveling your neurons. So if you want to know what this feels like, well, take your whatever hand you normally brush your teeth with at night. Tonight, just do an experiment and brush your teeth with the other hand. And you'll physically feel how the neurons firing together wear a new path. Now, most people will quit before they even finish brushing their teeth. But if you ever broke your arm and it was a sling or something, you had to use the other hand. And after enough time, you'll become ambidextrous and you can brush your teeth with either hand. That's how the brain works.
Awesome. Well, a lot of great information. I think people can learn more if they're connecting with you, which I believe the best way is to go to getwarriortough.com, right? That's getwarriortough.com. Hey, Andrew, I appreciate your time today. I know you have a busy schedule. Thank you again so much for meeting and having a video conference with me today. Do you have any closing thoughts?
I appreciate you having me on. I love what you're doing. I know you're giving your members great value. I appreciate being part of it. Thank you.
All right. Awesome, Andrew. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.